Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from David on Patreon. He didn't give me a topic. So what I thought I'd do is cover an article called Child Expert Grants Dying Boy's Wish to Have Sex from The Independent in Ireland, which I put a link to in the description. It's a short article, so I'll read it and give everyone my thoughts about it. Here's what it has to say, and I quote, "Child psychologists in Australia have condemned a colleague's decision to allow a 15-year-old boy with terminal cancer to have sex with a prostitute before he died. The case has sparked an intense ethical debate while arousing considerable public sympathy. The identities of the boy who died last week and the psychologist have not been disclosed, as the specialist concedes that what happened was illegal. Details of this extraordinary case emerged when the psychologist anonymously contacted a Sydney radio station days after his patient's death. Without speaking to his parents, the boy had apparently told staff at a Sydney hospital, believed to be the Royal Alexander Children's Hospital, of his desire to lose his virginity. When the boy's psychologist canvassed opinion among colleagues, he said there was an initial suggestion to organize a whip around to pay for a prostitute. The idea was rejected on legal grounds, but a group of friends were later allowed to escort the boy out of the hospital and take him to a prostitute in King's Cross, Sydney's red light district. His parents were not consulted. The specialist said that the boy's greatest wish had been to experience sex with a woman, adding he was very, very happy, and only disappointed that it was over so quickly. The radio station was inundated with telephone calls and emails in support of the psychologist's action. However, Australia's medical establishment has accused him of overstepping his role and potentially damaging the dying boy's relationship with his parents. However, the hospital psychologist insists that he acted correctly. He'd been sick for quite a long time, and his schooling was very disturbed, he said. So he had not had many opportunities to acquire and retain friends," said the specialist. But he's also very interested in young women and was experiencing that surge of testosterone the teenage boys have. It was the part of therapy, he said. People talk about a trip to Disneyland being therapeutic. What's the difference? Unquote. I'll tell you what the difference is. Women are probably afraid that first it starts with dying boys paying for working girls in the land down under. Then someone says, why shouldn't every teenage boy do the same? Soon all young teenage boys start having Smash 16 parties, where they go down to King's Cross in Australia to have some lady go down on them. I say 16 because that's the age of legal consent in kangaroo country. But we all know what's going to happen now. The psychologist that made the suggestion that people collect money to fulfill this dying boy's wish will probably lose his medical license. All he did was make a suggestion to do it and didn't actually go through with it. But it looks like he'll be guilty in the court of public opinion and will probably get cancelled. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Make-A-Wish for a Bitch Foundation Clown World show. Now the psychologist is also probably going to get sued for ruining the relationship, supposedly, between his parents and the boy. The parents are probably going to be looking for someone to blame, and it's going to be him instead of his friends who snuck him out of the hospital. If this was a 15-year-old girl, there would probably be a lineup of Simpson incels, simp cells outside of her hospital door waiting to smash her into the afterlife. But a dying young male can't even have the Grant a Bitch Foundation fulfill his dying request to lose his virginity. Women know that if they give an inch, then it's a slippery slope into a sloppy rent a vagina for many men. And if prostitution gets normalized, then women will lose much of their muff magic powers. The hospital says that they wouldn't grant the request on legal grounds, but it looks as though those still might have been actually violated just for asking about it. What kind of society are we living in where men can't even be allowed to ask a question, or they risk having their lives ruined? This will just drive men further away from women in relationships. Recently, I've been hearing stories about men asking women if they're interested in going out on a date. The women say no, and then the men never speak to the women again. The women are now complaining that men aren't being persistent enough with their peepees, and it's hurting their fifis. But all this is because men are scared of getting Me Too'd. But what happens when the new Me Too is simply asking a woman out and having her feel uncomfortable when she rejects you? It's inevitable that virtual sex and prostitution are given on that trajectory. If men can't even ask them a question, then many women will say that men looking at them will creep them out, and that a simple glance means you're looking for romance. This inevitably leads to segregation between the sexes unless you're a Chad and you can do whatever you want. This story reveals the value of male versus female sexuality. A girl that young, dying or healthy, will have no trouble losing her virginity. But a male will. What about the identity of the prostitute? She's probably going to come forward at some point, if this story gets much bigger, to try and cash in. Also, was I the only one that found it sad and funny at the same time that the boy said he had a good time with that working girl, but that the time went by way too fast? He was probably so excited that his zombie sperm shot up into her like a snot rocket on a street in Chinatown. If you don't know what a snot rocket is, then don't ask. It's pretty gross. I'm sure someone will call me racist for using that term too, and maybe even try to cancel my YouTube account because of it. But it's not my fault some cultures don't use Kleenex to contain their germs instead of spreading them all over the streets. If that 15-year-old boy was a 15-year-old girl, there's a good chance that her parents would probably be suing that psychologist in hospital for not letting her lose her virginity in the first place, while the hospital was trying to play it safe. My point is that around women, a story is always twisted in their favor, regardless of what's being asked and what the outcome is. They will always come out on top regardless of your course of action. Unless, of course, your course of action is to just go monk mode and stop interacting with them altogether and stay invisible. In that case, all they can do is try and shame men out of their hiding spots by asking them where have all the good men gone. The good men don't want to tell women where they went, because then the women might use it against them. The last time I heard an unusual request from someone before they died was a man that asked to see the Force Awakens Star Wars film before he passed away, because he wasn't going to make it to the release date. So Lucasfilm agreed to his request. I bet he's happy to have not lived after The Last Jedi came out. Now there's a Star Wars fan that got out of his meat suit while the getting was good. The worst part about all of this is there's a rat in the hospital that ratted out the psychologist's suggestion. The specialist that said this on the radio is probably some sort of social justice warrior. I kept looking for some articles about this story and couldn't find any. In all likelihood, it's a woman bringing it up or a simp. I think it's a woman because women tend to gossip about things, and what better way to tell the whole world than over the airwaves? Taking away a woman's ability to gossip is like taking away water and all liquids from her. The juicier the story, the faster it travels in most cases. The surge of testosterone that young 15-year-old boy felt is probably going to be mislabeled as toxic masculinity. And the next time something like this happens, the child psychologist will probably suggest the boy just take some estrogen to calm his sexual desires down, instead of acting out on them. And that choice will probably get applauded, and the leftist wokesters will probably say that that psychologist is a hero, and champion for women's rights, by not letting a boy have his dying request to smash a prostitute. In New Zealand, women are working to ban smoking for coming generations. But women everywhere in the West are working to ban sex for all men except those they deem worthy of deflowering their wombs. How long before they ban working girls in Australia and New Zealand too? They are perfectly legal right now, but for how much longer? Also, how long before the cops try and figure out who the woman that smashed the underage 15-year-old boy is? Is this what the world is coming to? No pun intended. Where we won't actually grant a dying boy's request because it might offend some woman out there somewhere enough to call the radio show and complain about it and get a man fired. That's it for my thoughts about this. The last story I want to discuss today is a story about 90 Day Fiancé actress Stephanie Motto selling her farts in a jar. She's already made $90,000 doing it. I mean, at least Belle Delphine sent you some used bathwater. But with farts, you're just buying some hot air. People have always asked me why guys are willing to pay for waifu characters on anime gacha games. And now they're asking me why simps are willing to shell out money for nothing but a jar. The truth is that the number of black-pilled incels out there is going up and up. They have tons of disposable income because they can't get a date, so ethots are figuring out all kinds of ways to get them to part with their money. They're probably fantasizing that Stephanie touched the bottle and their butt was up against it. And I can just visualize them licking the glass trying to taste a trace of her ass. This is the indignity that men are putting themselves through today. The market potential for virtual sex has never been better, with 30 to 40% of men out there being incels when it comes to relationships with women. If they have a few $100s and it's legal for them, then they can sleep with the woman and no longer be a sexual incel, just an emotional one. As for Stephanie, she said this about her mother finding out about the farts, and I quote, "My mother's office at work, they all called her and they're like, 'We saw your daughter on the news and she's selling farts.' And then my mother called me and she was like, 'Stephanie, what is the deal with you selling farts?' And I'm like, 'Oh gosh, It's not an easy question to have with your mother that you're upselling your farts online. But it's paying for Christmas this year, she said with a laugh. So everyone's having a great Christmas this year because of my farts, unquote. I guess everyone is having a great Christmas except the simps, too stupid to realize they just wasted their money on a container full of hot air. But that's more than some of those NFTs out there in Cryptoland that'll probably lose most of their value. As for the boy that paid to lose his virginity, at least he actually didn't have to deal with relationships and marriage one day, and dealing with the wokeness of Australia. At least you'll never know what it's like to try and help another man, only to have your life potentially ruined, just for asking if it's alright to help some boy with the Grant a Bitch Foundation. I wish this sort of stuff was over, but now 40% of Australia's Senate and 48% of the New Zealand Parliament are female. How long before both are over 50%? And we have the real gynocracy, and men's freedom will get clamped down upon further. And even dying requests will be considered a criminal offense. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to David for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that that 15-year-old dying virgin should have just converted to Islam, and he'd be smashing dozens of virgins in paradise right now. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDown.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the fat feminist busybodies trying to stop young men from having some fun before they die away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.